Good morning, everyone. I'm Ken Smales reporting for WTNS News. The Ohio Department of Natural Resources will be hosting open house meetings the week of Monday, November 5th to discuss proposed abandoned mineland projects in 17 Ohio counties, including Holmes, Guernsey, Muskingum, and Tuscarawas. At the meeting, staff from the ODNR Division of Mineral Resources Management will be available to discuss environmental and public health and safety issues associated with Ohio's abandoned mines. Funds are available for mines abandoned before August 3, 1977, when legislation to address the issue of abandoned mines went into effect. Meeting attendees are encouraged to present details of their own abandoned mine concerns and inquire about the potential for funding future remediation efforts. In November, ODNR will apply for federal construction grant money from the U.S. Department of Interior to fund abandoned mine reclamation during the 2019 grant period. A total of $11 million is earmarked for the design and construction of emergency and non-emergency public health and safety projects. Meeting dates are Thursday, November 8th from 5 to 7 at the ODNR Mineral Resources Management Office in New Philadelphia for Coshocton, Holmes, and Tuscarawas counties, and Wednesday, November 7th from 5 to 7 at the Mineral Resources Management Office in Cambridge for Muskingum and Guernsey counties. The 2018 Canal Princess, Junior Queen, and Queen will be announced this Saturday in historic Roscoe Village. The Junior Queen winner will be named at 9:30 a.m. at the main stage of the Apple Butter Stern Festival, while the Princess and Queen will be announced at 5 p.m. Four contestants are vying for Queen: Lydia Dawson, the 15-year-old daughter of Wes and Don Dawson, and a sophomore at Coshocton High School; 15-year-old Sophia Miser, daughter of Tony and Amanda Miser, and a sophomore at Coshocton; 18-year-old Madison Moran, daughter of Larry and Amy Moran, and a senior at Riverview; and 16-year-old Lindsay Stonebreaker, daughter of Ron and Amy Stonebreaker of Coshocton. She's a junior at Coshocton High School. The Princess contestants are 10-year-old Brianna Fink, daughter of Denny and Amanda Fink, a fourth grader at Coshocton; Amelia Flores, the 14-year-old daughter of Jesse Tubbs and Scott Flores, and a freshman at Ridgewood; and 10-year-old Jasleen Brown, a fourth grader at Coshocton, and the daughter of Dustin and Casey Brown. 10 girls are vying for Junior Queen: 6-year-old Nora Harstein, 9-year-old Natalie Houston, 9-year-old Layla Moran, Kenzie Roach, 6 years old, Sophia Sellers, 5, Kinsley Smith, 7, Jamie Starner, 8, Carrie Stickdorn, 8, 7-year-old Presley Wise Sturts, and Tegan Taylor, who is 5 years old. The Sheriff's Office reports 3 complaints investigated over the weekend. Larry Pepper of Warsaw reported someone got into his vehicle and took a purse and damaged the vehicle. Scott Murray of Coshocton and Lisa Elliott of Coshocton reported damage to their vehicles. And Doris Lau of West Lafayette was exiting Spittler Drive onto State Route 16 when she was struck by a vehicle operated by Amy Spaulding of Tuscarawas, who was headed southbound on 16. From the West Lafayette Police, officers received a traffic complaint in the 300 block of West Main Street, and officers received a report of an unwanted person in the 400 block of East Main Street. An exhibition of veterans' art will showcase works by former military service members from across Ohio and from all 5 major branches of the U.S. military. The opening ceremony for the Ohio Veterans Art Exhibition will be held today at the Vern Reif Center for Government and Arts in Columbus. Officials from the Ohio Department of Veterans Services will be joined at the opening by art enthusiasts, military supporters, and members of the general public. The event is set to begin at 11 a.m. and will include remarks by Veterans Department and Ohio Arts Council officials. The free exhibition at the Reif Gallery Extension in the Reif Center's lobby continues through November 15th. It will feature works of art, including sculptures, drawings, paintings, and photographs spanning many different areas. A reminder note from the Village of West Lafayette that street milling and paving will begin today on select streets in the village until they're all completed. Administrator Heather Stouffer says certain streets will be affected and residents are asked to not park in the road or near the pavement line of Wall Street from Union to Russell, 6th Street from Oak to Gay, Fair Street from Russell to 4th, King Street from 5th to 6th Streets, Wood Avenue from the back corner to the dead end, and residents are advised to use caution when the equipment is in those areas. Also, a reminder note from the Coshocton Public Library and the West Lafayette branch. They are both closed today for their annual staff in-service day. The drop boxes are still available for books and audiovisual items at both libraries for returning library materials. The normal hours will resume tomorrow, October 16th. Thanks for joining me. I'm Ken Smales reporting.
Good morning, everyone. It is Monday, and it's time for the Communication Lines program. And we have one of those, what has become a fairly rare day, where it's nothing but open phones. So give me a call. Let me know what you'd like to talk about this morning. And as so often the case, usually the first call or two can dictate the direction of the program. So let me know what's on your mind today. 740-622-1560, 1567, or 545-9284. And a lot of suggestions. First of all, President Trump appearing on 60 Minutes last night. So if you have any impressions of that interview, give me a call. I also found the second part of 60 Minutes very fascinating. It was a wildlife photographer who takes pictures of species that aren't necessarily what are termed charismatic species, animals and birds and creatures that maybe the rest of the world doesn't know about, and taking fantastic photographs. And he's a little bit different in that he doesn't go out in nature and wait for a week or two or a month for that perfect shot. He finds the animals and has them brought to a studio, gives them the glamour treatment. So we can talk about that if you would like. The phone lines are open. And boy, do we ever have a lot to talk about in the world of sports. Do some Monday morning quarterbacking yesterday. We'll start with the Buckeyes. The Buckeyes are now number 2 in the country, but they sure didn't look like the number 2 team in the country on Saturday. They won, 30-14. It looked kind of like a blowout or bordering on a blowout, but it was anything but. Minnesota not able to capitalize on some of the opportunities that they have. So the Buckeyes have some serious problems with defense and even on the offensive line. If the Buckeyes are going to show that they are worthy of that number 2 spot, worthy of a spot in the college football playoffs, they're going to have to get it together. They played well enough to beat Minnesota, but I don't think that would have been good enough to beat Alabama or Clemson or Notre Dame or LSU, or dare I say, I'm not going to say it. It is going to come down to that last game of the regular season now, isn't it? So we can talk about that. Let's see. In the NFL, the Steelers came from behind to beat the Bengals 28-21, but I think we got a reality check for our beloved Cleveland Browns. I did not get to see the game on TV. I watched the statistics pile up, though. My fantasy team has the Los Angeles Chargers for their defense, and we get a point each time that the defense logs a sack. And, I got 5 points from the Chargers defense yesterday. So didn't get to see it. Don't know what it. I don't have the eye test to go on, but I have the statistics and the score, and maybe a little bit of a reality check for the Cleveland Browns. So those are some things that we can talk about here. I do have a couple of other stories marked, including a very positive story, or a, I guess a maybe a viewing life from a positive perspective. It has to do with smiling. We'll get to that here in just a little bit. And let's take our first phone call of the morning. Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, good morning, Mike.
Good morning. Couldn't wait to call me today, huh?
Yeah. Well, I wanted to wish you a happy National Grouch Day.
There are a lot of reasons to be grouchy, I guess, especially if you're a sports fan today. But is it National Grouch Day?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, perfect. That's a perfect segue into the Browns.
Yeah, that is. like you, I didn't get to see the Browns game. So until I see the two Browns shows that are on this afternoon and tonight, I don't know what happened. But I guess our defense isn't all what it's cracked up to be. And the only two things I can think of is that Greg Williams went to the zone defense and Rivers picked us apart. But looking at the stats on the sports show, he didn't throw that much. So I'm thinking maybe the defense got swelled heads and they weren't going for the tackles. They were going for the strip, to punch the ball out, or try to get the interception. And, you know, when that happens, it usually ends up in a broken tackle and the guy starts running free. So until I see these two sports shows tonight, I don't know what happened.
Well, and we're both kind of, you know, shooting from the hip here. We don't have the visuals to go on, but Philip Rivers had, in the first few games of the season, was putting together a pretty solid season passing. As you pointed out, he didn't pass as much yesterday. He went 11 for 20, 207 yards. He did throw a couple of TD passes, but it was the ground game. Melvin Gordon ran for 132 yards and scored 3 touchdowns. So something was vulnerable there at with their run defense, especially since Philip Rivers has been doing it in the air so far this season, abandoned that for the run game. So they exposed some weakness in the Browns.
Yeah, I figured, you know, I had the Browns winning or beating them because they usually lose when they come to the East Coast. And number two is I felt confident going into the game because two of the three wins were against, you know, bad teams. And that's what they were saying on TV. And most of the sportscasters picked the Browns to win, you know. So it's – I'm – you know, kind of can't wait to watch those shows to see what went wrong.
Which shows do you watch? I'm curious. I watch Bruce Drennan every once in a while, and occasionally I'll get tidbits of some others. But which ones do you watch?
Bruce Drennan, and then the Red Zone. The Red Zone's on the same channel as Bruce Drennan. But it'll be on like 8 o'clock tonight. And then Thursday they're on for like 2 hours.
Well,
and then it's called the Browns Red Zone. And then on Saturday or Sunday night on Channel 10, there's another program with Hugh Jackson.
I think we can expect Bruce Drennan and his callers to be pretty fired up.
Yeah, they'll pick apart what went wrong, and if it was bad tackling, Bruce, that'll be number one on Bruce's complaint list. If it was just, you know, bad tackling, or whether Philip Rivers just handed us our hats.
Well, Philip Rivers, like I said, he's among the league leaders with passing statistics. Didn't have a bad day passing. He just didn't pass as much. So it was something about the run game. There was a hole in the defense that that the Browns couldn't stop.
Yeah, and Mayfield being sacked 5 times.
Yeah.
I'm worried about he's going to be out there playing with concussion, not reporting it, and playing with a concussion or something or other, because I think that's what happened to Tyrod. I think he had a concussion and he didn't report it because he was standing back there hanging onto the ball and throwing it late. And I'm thinking, he might have had a concussion and he just didn't report it.
Well, unrelated to the sacks, Mayfield skidded on a plastic marker on the sideline. And apparently twisted something and favored his leg throughout the rest of the game. That's all I know about that now. I don't know how serious it is, or it's something that that'll clear up after a day or two. But that's my point is Mayfield's starting to take some bumps.
Yeah, and what I usually do is I record Bruce Drennan's show. And then I just fast forward to the Brown stuff because I'm not into baseball or basketball or hockey or anything like that. So I just fast forward through to the Brown stuff, watch the Brown stuff, and then delete the rest of the program. But yeah, about 8 o'clock tonight, the same channel that Bruce Drennan's on, they've got Cleveland Browns Red Zone is for an hour. And on Thursday night, they have the Browns Red Zone for 2 hours. And then Saturday or Sunday night, they have a thing with two guys. It's I can't remember the one guy's name, but Bernie Kosar is on there. And it's the Hugh Jackson show or whatever, Cleveland Browns football with Hugh Jackson or something. So anyways, that's all I got this morning.
All right. Well, thank you for your call today, and we can talk some Browns football if you would like. The phone lines are open on this Monday morning. If there's a different direction that you'd like to go, by all means, give me a call. A little bit of perspective for Browns fans. We are a reactive bunch, after all. And after the week before, after that win against a quality team, Browns improved to, 2-2-1, and we thought the Browns are unstoppable now. They're going to win a bunch more games. And going into that game yesterday, they could have easily been 5-0. One of the networks did a little piece on a few of the plays if they had gone differently, how the Browns could have been 5-0, but they weren't. They were 2-2-1. Every game was a close one, we thought, the Browns are back. They are back to respectability, and the rest of the NFL is going to fear the Browns from here on out. We're basing that on 5 games in the season. The Browns certainly improved this year. There is absolutely no question about that, but maybe we're just getting a little bit too excited. The Los Angeles Chargers, a good football team, but they exposed something in the Browns yesterday that the Browns are going to have to figure out. Again, I didn't see it. Wasn't on TV. It was the Pittsburgh and Cincinnati game. But the Browns have, they've got some problems. They had some problems on defense, and Baker Mayfield getting sacked 5 times as well. But some perspective, it's only one loss. The wheels fell off for one game. They can dust themselves off and be competitive again. So there's some perspective. That being said, they are facing a brutal part of their schedule over the next month. Next week they are at Tampa Bay, and then they are at Pittsburgh, and then they are at home against the hottest team in the NFL, or one of them anyway, Kansas City. and then it's Atlanta. So those are four pretty good football teams that the Browns will face here in the next 4 weeks. We're going to find out what they are made of. So the phone lines are open. We can talk some sports if you would like. The Steelers, they are now 3-2-1 on the season. And guess what? The Browns are, I'll have to look it up. I think they're in last place. We can talk about the Browns if you would like, or the Steelers, or the Bengals, or the Ohio State Buckeyes. And that is a game that I did get to watch on Saturday, and it was not pretty. Final score was, it looked like the Buckeyes easily handled Minnesota, but that was not the truth at all. Minnesota failed to capitalize on some opportunities, especially in the first half, where things could have been very, very different. But as it is, the Buckeyes escape with a win, and that's what I will call it, escaping with a win. And the added bonus is they move up another notch in the AP poll. So the Buckeyes are going to really need to win out. Even though the Buckeyes are now ranked number 2 in the country, Penn State got beat. TCU, I think, has at least 3 losses on the season so far. So that takes a little bit of the luster off of their 2 signature wins so far this season. The Buckeyes have some work to do, especially on defense, pass defense, and run defense. It was the run that got them on Saturday. So we can talk about the Buckeyes or the Browns. 740-622-1560. As many plays, big plays that Minnesota ran off on Saturday, it's hard to believe they only scored 14 points. Okay, we can talk about sports if you would like. Certainly a lot of other things going on in the world today. Our last caller pointed out that today is National Grouch Day, and it is a Monday. Only fitting that it would fall on a Monday, but I've got something a little more pleasant, a little more optimistic to get to here in just a little bit. So give me a call. Let me know what's on your mind today. It can be sports. It can be last night's 60 Minutes episode. It could be the weather or something completely different. Give me a call.
It is a moment she'll always remember, the moment you give her a diamond. When we select diamonds and engagement rings for you at G.A. Fisher Diamond Jewelers, we imagine that moment. Is this a diamond worthy of such an unforgettable experience? A diamond that will leave her spellbound. Our promise of beauty, quality, and so much more for your money is the reason so many choose G.A. Fisher when it's time for your moment. Come experience our sensational designs and incredible value at G.A. Fisher Diamond Jewelers in historic Roscoe Village. Wouldn't you rather say it came from G.A. Fisher?
Call the Advanced Spinal Care and Rehabilitation Sports Service for current sports scores 24 hours a day at 623-9867. With 4 to 5 million concussions reported annually in the U.S., we now offer impact testing for baseline and post-concussion. Call Advanced Spinal Care and Rehabilitation for a free consultation at 740-291-8100 or stop in at 112 Chestnut Street.
Cold and flu season not only affects people, but our pets too. The best way to keep your pet healthy is to make sure that they have their yearly vaccinations. It's a simple thing, but it can help prevent serious viruses and illnesses. Pleasant Valley Veterinary Clinic is a full-service, small animal medical surgical facility located at 1710 Otsego Avenue. We offer 24-hour emergency service plus boarding and grooming. Dr. Jerry Butcher and his staff are proud to sponsor the Lost and Found Animal Reports on WTNS.
Nobody's happy about a car accident, but Allstate guarantees you'll be happy with your claim experience. The Claim Satisfaction Guarantee, only from Allstate. They guarantee your claim will be fast, fair, and hassle-free, or your money back, no questions asked. It's another way Allstate is changing car insurance for good.
For a free quote, call Coshocton Allstate agent Taylor Insurance and Financial today. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability, premium credit varies based on vehicle involved.
Call the Jeff Drennan Ford Weather Service for the local forecast 24 hours a day at 622-0194. Jeff Drennan Ford, 801 South 2nd Street, Coshocton. And always remember, when you're thinking of buying a new car, it's time to talk to Jeff.
Which of these can be a hazard to your health? Shoveling snow, doing yard work, washing down walls, your daily workout? or moving furniture, it turns out everyday tasks can cause you a problem, and that's why it's important for everyone to receive an exam from Coshocton Chiropractic Health Center. This creates a unique profile to which can be used to help develop a protection plan for you. Best of all, a visit to Coshocton Chiropractic Health Center helps us detect, treat, or prevent health problems before they become serious. Contact us for an appointment at the Coshocton Chiropractic Health Center at 622-3677 or stop in our office at 649 Walnut Street in Coshocton.
This is Haley from Haley's Floral Studio. Not only do we have a cooler filled with beautiful arrangements and single flowered stems, we also do balloon bouquets and have a wide variety of everyday occasion gifts and houseplants, such as plush animals, candles, lanterns, wind chimes, air plants, succulents, and much, much more. Come check out the shop next to Hannah Marie's Bakery or call today to schedule a delivery, 740-295-9100. Now, here's the weather.
Cloudy today, and we have a 50% chance of showers throughout the day. Highs in the upper 50s. Temperatures dropping to around 50 this afternoon. Cloudy tonight with a chance of rain showers in the evening. Then a partly cloudy after midnight. Patchy frost after midnight. Lows in the lower 30s. Chance of rain is 20%. And for tomorrow, patchy frost in the morning. Partly cloudy. Highs in the lower 50s. Despite the forecast, we are currently at 62 degrees in Coshocton, but it is going to cool off this afternoon. Let's take another phone call now. Hi, you're on the air.
Yes, I was wanting to inquire about the sidewalks in front of the restaurants in Roscoe Village. The bricks are unlevel. Somebody's going to get hurt over this holiday thing they're having.
Yeah, they certainly in some spaces are in need of repair where the brick sidewalks are. So whose responsibility that is, I am not exactly sure whether it's that of the business owners, the property owners, or the city. I can't answer that with any authority.
Well, I just wanted to bring it to the attention before the thing goes on this weekend.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. It is 9:35. We have open phone lines. Caller referring to the Apple Butter Stirrin' Festival in Roscoe Village. And it's right about the sidewalks and in some places where there's maybe trees underneath it and sidewalks are uneven. So if you have any thoughts on that, give me a call. We can chat about it between now and 11 o'clock. Nothing but open phone lines all morning long. We'll be back in just a moment. For winning lottery numbers any time of day, call 622-CALL for the B-Dry Lottery Line. If your foundation walls are bowed or cracked, call B-Dry today for a free estimate with no obligation.
AEP Ohio is working on building an energy-efficient future in ways you might not expect. For example, AEP Ohio helps kids learn to be energy efficient through their sponsorship of the Ohio Energy Project's E3 Smart program, which reaches over 25,000 students each year. Participating E3 Smart teachers receive free support and training to teach tomorrow's energy efficiency experts. To learn more about AEP Ohio's energy efficiency programs, visit aepohio.com/save.
This is Tim Postlewaite with College Park Home Care. When it comes to selecting a home health care agency, there are many choices. But before you invite an agency into your home, make sure you know something about them. For example, if you need to contact the agency, do you actually get a live person and not a dreaded voicemail? Do they have frequent contact with your physician? Do they make you feel comfortable and secure? At College Park Home Care, we can say yes to all of these. For exceptional home care provided by an outstanding award-winning agency, call College Park Home Care at 623-4607.
Our drinking water was at risk. Washington bureaucrats tried to dump contaminated sediment from the Cuyahoga into Lake Erie. It would have damaged our water quality, put our health and our jobs at risk. But Bob Gibbs stopped them because he puts Ohio families first. A farmer and small businessman, Bob Gibbs took on the special interests in Washington. He's reducing regulations to create new jobs in Ohio. And Bob Gibbs cut taxes because he believes families should keep more of what they earn. He voted to make health insurance more accessible and affordable. And Bob Gibbs protected every patient with pre-existing conditions so they can get the care they need. Republican Bob Gibbs for Congress. Making a difference. Standing strong for Ohio families.
I'm Bob Gibbs, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Bob Gibbs for Congress. Approved by Bob Gibbs.
It's Digging Deeper with the Mosaic Company, the show where two agronomy experts take your questions about crop nutrition. Here are your hosts, Kurt Woolfolk and Ross Bender, senior agronomists from the Mosaic Company.
Hi, this is Kurt.
And this is Ross. And today we're answering the questions you sent us on social media.
Here's one from a corn grower in Indiana. How can I be sure all my crops are getting the necessary micronutrients from the fertilizer I'm using?
Micronutrients are called micronutrients not because they have a micro impact on yield, but because they're needed in micro quantities. When each plant needs some, but not a lot, uniform distribution of those micronutrients becomes very important.
Through fusion technology, MicroEssentials combines four key nutrients into a single nutritional balanced granule for season-long fertility.
By delivering uniform distribution, MicroEssentials ensures balanced nutrition at the plant level, making it easier for every plant to reach its full potential.
Have any questions you want Kurt and Ross to tackle? Tweet to us at MicroEssentials on Twitter or send us a message on Facebook. And to learn more about smart crop nutrition, visit MicroEssentials.com.
Papa John's Pizza is now accepting applications for delivery drivers. In-store employees make $9 per hour, while drivers make competitive wages along with mileage. Apply online at www.pleaseapplyonline.com/PJZ.
Have you ever thought about having a podiatric physician examine your feet? Doctors of podiatric medicine are physicians. They set broken bones, perform wound care, treat corns, calluses, remove bunions, and can even perform total ankle replacements. Our physicians complete three-year residencies in hospitals and train to manage your total foot and ankle health. Athletes with arch problems or tendon issues frequently seek out care from our physicians. Common health issues that podiatric physicians treat include ingrown or fungal nails, as well as warts and skin problems like athlete's foot. If you have ulcers or blisters, you should have that checked and have your footwear checked too. Diabetics are especially prone to foot issues when they have neuropathy. Foot exams are easy and can prevent many foot problems. If you can't walk, work, or enjoy sports activities without pain, what are you waiting for? Visit associationsadvanceohio.com to find a podiatric physician who is a member of the Ohio Foot and Ankle Medical Association to help you, so you know that you are being treated by the very best.
At Irwin Family Eye Care, Dr. David Irwin and Dr. Danielle Irwin Ellis treat more than just blurred vision. Their services include foreign body removal and treating eye diseases, swollen lids, red eyes, and eye injuries. Their office is available for any eye emergency 7 days a week. Call 622-2270 any time of day.
Cloudy skies today, 50% chance of showers, highs in the upper 50s. Temperatures falling to around 50 this afternoon. For tonight, cloudy with a slight chance of rain showers in the evening, then a partly cloudy after midnight, patchy frost after midnight, lows in the lower 30s, chance of rain is 20%. And for tomorrow, patchy frost in the morning, partly cloudy with highs in the lower 50s. Right now it is 62 degrees in downtown Coshocton. We have open phone lines between now and 11 o'clock this morning if you want to talk about the Buckeyes, the Browns, the Steelers, the Bengals. If you'd like to talk about the weather, if you'd like to talk about 60 Minutes, if you have any thoughts on uneven sidewalks or anything else, the phone lines are open, and they will be between now and 11 o'clock this morning. 740-622-1560. High school football Friday night. Riverview will host Cambridge, and airtime at 6:30. Kickoff is 7 o'clock. So Cambridge at Riverview, our featured game this week. The phone lines are open. We'll be back in just a moment.
In today's society, it has become common for people to select their own memorial, taking the responsibility off family members at the time of need. This allows for the design of the monument that best symbolizes their lives. A special monument can say so much about the person they represent. This is Tim Milligan from Milligan Memorials, and for 107 years, we have been providing the honest answers and quality products your family deserves. Stop by Milligan Memorials at 1132 Cemetery Drive and let our family help you create your own special lasting memorial.
Call Milligan Memorials at 622-5833.
Are you a dedicated, compassionate, registered nurse with great management skills and supervisory experience? Are you seeking a rewarding career that allows you to make a real difference in the lives of others? Intrum Healthcare is seeking a qualified RN home care supervisor to join their team. In a supportive, stable work environment, Intrum Healthcare offers career growth potential and a competitive salary and benefits. If you're looking for a new rewarding opportunity, give Intrum Healthcare in Millersburg a call at 330-403-3263 or apply online at IntrumHealthcare.com.
Parkinson's disease is a neurological movement disorder affecting an estimated 1 million Americans, including many under age 40. It has no cure. Parkinson's is not limited to how a person moves. It can also cause symptoms like depression, fatigue, and impaired speech. Today, there is a new diagnosis every 9 minutes, though Parkinson's can be present for years before being diagnosed. The American Parkinson Disease Association is the largest grassroots network in the United States, working to help ease the burden and find the cure. For more than 50 years, APDA has funded pioneering research and provided critical support to those affected by Parkinson's. Visit APDAoptimism.org today to find out how you can help millions live with dignity and optimism. Your action today will help APDA put an end to Parkinson's disease.
Okay, forest animals, today is a new day. Kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow.
Yes?
Have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. Okay, river.
Dude.
How's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man. Perfect for a little riverside shoeless relaxation.
Ah, good. Owl, you here?
Of course.
Who's asking? I am. Look, you know the drill. Sleep during the day, scare the kids at night.
Perfect. I love my job.
Oak tree?
Sup?
Still in the same place I left you last year. That's what I like, consistency.
Well, it's not like I'm going anywhere for the next couple hundred years.
I know. I love it. Turtle. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. You'd think he would have learned by now to leave the night before our meetings. Okay. Squirrel. Has anybody seen Mr. Squirrel?
The forest has been preparing just for you. Visit a forest near you today. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
At Irwin Family Eye Care, Dr. David Irwin and Dr. Danielle Irwin Ellis treat more than just blurred vision. Their services include foreign body removal and treating eye diseases, swollen lids, red eyes, and eye injuries. Their office is available for any eye emergency 7 days a week. Call 622-2270 any time of day.
Patchy fog this morning, cloudy with a 50% chance of showers, highs in the upper 50s. Temperatures dropping to around 50 this afternoon. Cloudy tonight with a slight chance of rain showers in the evening. Then a partly cloudy after midnight, patchy frost. After midnight, lows in the lower 30s, chance of rain 20%. Tomorrow, patchy frost in the morning, partly cloudy with highs in the lower 50s. Currently outside our studios here in Coshocton, it is 62 degrees, and we have open phone lines up until 11 o'clock this morning. We had a couple of calls this morning. One had to do with football, the Cleveland Browns, our Browns fan checking in with us. The phone started ringing soon as I announced to open a phone line. So if you have any thoughts on the Browns game yesterday, it was not on TV, at least in Coshocton cable. Despite the Browns being a little bit better this year than they have been in the past, the Bengals-Steelers game was the one that was broadcast. We cover the fan-based territory, not only the Browns, but both the Steelers and the Bengals. So the Bengals game prevailed yesterday. I didn't get to see the Browns, but I've seen the stories and some of these statistics, and it looks like it wasn't pretty. The Browns got clobbered 38-14 and couldn't get the job done offensively nor defensively. So we can talk about that if you would like. Five close, tight games going into yesterday's game, and then they got blown out. And the schedule gets a little bit tougher over the next few weeks as well. So what are your thoughts at this point in the season? I made comment last Friday that I thought that a win over the Chargers would go a long way as far as the psyche of the Browns fan base and respectability in the league. But the reverse has happened. So we can talk about that if you would like. And Elsewhere in sports, the Ohio State Buckeyes moved up a notch in the polls, despite having some trouble with Minnesota. The thing is, four out of the top eight teams lost yesterday, and one of them was Georgia, which was number two. Penn State was beaten by Michigan State, so Penn State now with two losses on the season takes a little bit of a luster off of the Buckeyes' win over Penn State, and we've got Michigan State, which beat Penn State, and the Spartans looming on the horizon in the Buckeyes' schedule. Let's see, who else in the top 10 lost? West Virginia and Washington both lost as well. So some shake-up in the top 10, or at least 2 through 9, or 2 through 10 yesterday. UCF, University of Central Florida, they are ranked number 10 in the country. I have not looked at their schedule, but that's one of those teams that used to be Boise State and TCU that I accused of this in the past, that would climb up the polls by virtue of really not playing anybody tough or playing in a weak conference. Now, Boise State, I think they're still in that same conference with the Mountain West or something like that. They don't show up in the polls anymore. And TCU has moved on to the see which conferences they're in. One of the major conferences, they place tougher schedules now. They had the Buckeyes on the schedule this year, so TCU remedied the situation. But now we have the University of Central Florida, that's in a conference that I can't name off the top of my head. They are 6-0, and by virtue of that undefeated record, make it up to number 10 in the polls. And I bring this up because this is an example of my argument for going to an eight-team college football playoff. The top eight teams, you can name them by committee, computers, however you want to figure it out. I think four teams is too few. I think any more than eight teams would be too many. I think eight teams would be perfect. A team like UCF, they can win out. But unless something really screwy happens, they're not going to get a sniff at that top four. They have very little, if any, chance, unless through weird things have happened, but very little chance, even if UCF wins out, that they'll be invited to take part in the college football playoffs. If you go to eight teams and UCF wins out, very likely they'd be in the top eight and get a chance to prove it on the field. And silence critics like myself that thinks that UCF is in the top 10 because of a weak schedule. So your thoughts on that? We can talk about football. We can talk about the weather. We can talk about smiling. I'm kind of saving this story here, but I'll get to it now since we don't have any callers waiting. And got one of our earlier callers pointed out that this is National Grouch Day, so maybe we can counter that a little bit. This is a story, and it's written by a writer by the name of Lindsay Dodgson, and it shows up on MSN.com, and her it's an autobiographical article written in the first person, and the title of it is, "I Tried Smiling at Everyone All Day. Here's How It Affected My Outlook on Life." So we'll give you that little teaser there. Maybe you would like to talk yourself about smiling, and that's something I could work on. I don't scowl or frown intentionally. It's just there's a term for it that is not radio friendly, but it's just my resting face. So maybe something I can work on myself. But have you ever going out of your way to smile at everybody you see throughout the day? Can you think of someone that seems to be smiling all the time, and how being around that person makes you feel? Give me a call and let me know. We can talk about that if you would like. And someone's smile can reveal a lot, even if it's not sincere. And we do have pretty good radars as to be able to detect, even if it might be subconsciously, whether someone's smile is sincere or whether it's fake. And there are social situations where a fake smile, I don't know if appropriate is the right word, but part of social etiquette to give somebody a fake smile. So my point there is fake smiles aren't necessarily bad, but it's those genuine smiles that you see, like when you walk into the room and your grandkids come up to give you a hug. That's a real smile versus the pleasantries with the cashier at the store, for example. So give me a call. We can talk about the smiling and how it affects you and those around you. 740-622-1560. We'll be back in a moment.
A majority of Americans consume a regular intake of processed food and diets that aren't truly healthy. In the long run, this leads to chronic inflammation, a weakened immune system, and ultimately illness and disease. This is Dr. Brad Arndt from Arndt Chiropractic. Most of today's health problems, such as digestive problems, chronic fatigue, frequent colds, and much more, are from poor eating habits. At Arndt Chiropractic, we offer expert guidance in nutrition, non-invasive testing methods, and excellent, affordable whole food and herbal supplements unlike anything over the counter. Let us prove to you what nutrition can do for your health. For questions or appointments, call Arndt Chiropractic at 740-622-4659.
Do you need affordable and reliable transportation today? Then head to New Wave Motors. New Wave Motors has clean, dependable vehicles and easy in-house financing. Just bring in the down payment, paycheck stub, and a utility bill, and they will help you drive away your next car today. With New Wave Motors' simple in-house financing, you could have payments as low as $60 a week. Don't worry, get a great deal on the vehicle you want at New Wave Motors, 121 South 3rd Street, Coshocton, and 700 East State Street, Newcomerstown, or online at newwavemotors.com.
The Polaris Factory Authorized Clearance is here. Come in now for rebates up to $2,000 and financing as low as 2.99% APR for 36 months on hardworking Rangers, the legendary Sportsman ATVs, and high-performance Razors. See Valley ATV Polaris on Jellaway Road in Danville, where you can test drive in the dirt before you buy, or go to valleyatv.com.
Offer valid in U.S. through 10/31/18 on select new 2015 through 2019 vehicles. Subject to credit approval. Offers vary by model. See dealer for details. Always wear a helmet. Never drink and ride.
Have you ever thought about having a podiatric physician examine your feet? Doctors of podiatric medicine are physicians. They set broken bones, perform wound care, treat corns, calluses, remove bunions, and can even perform total ankle replacements. Our physicians complete 3-year residencies in hospitals and train to manage your total foot and ankle health. Athletes with arch problems or tendon issues frequently seek out care from our physicians. Common health issues that podiatric physicians treat include ingrown or fungal nails, as well as warts and skin problems like athlete's foot. If you have ulcers or blisters, you should have that checked and have your footwear checked too. Diabetics are especially prone to foot issues when they have neuropathy. Foot exams are easy and can prevent many foot problems. If you can't walk, work, or enjoy sports activities without pain, what are you waiting for? Visit associationsadvanceohio.com to find a podiatric physician who is a member of the Ohio Foot and Ankle Medical Association to help you, so you know that you are being treated by the very best.
Long time no see, buddy. How's it going? When did you get back?
Hey, good to see you. I've been home for almost a year, just trying to adjust and get back into the swing of things.
Well, it looks like you've been busy. I always see those pics you post of you and your family at all those events. What gives?
Oh, yeah. Vet Ticks. Vet Ticks gives.
What's Vet Ticks?
Vet Ticks is an awesome charity that gives free event tickets, you know, like concerts and sporting events and shows, to currently serving military and vets, including immediate family of troops killed in action. You wouldn't believe how these events have helped me adjust to being back. It's just like a good time that I could have with my family, and you know, all these new happy memories we're making are priceless.
And it's nice to know that people appreciate your service and your sacrifice.
Yeah, it is.
Listen, I've actually got extra tickets. Can I donate them?
Yeah, it's easy. Just go to vettix.org. It's a great site. You could give your extra tickets and other vets like me could sign up to get them.
Cool. I'm on it, buddy. Good to know you're back. And hey, thank you for your service.
Hi, I'm Minnie Driver. and I'm here to share some important information about ovarian cancer. Although it's more common in older women, ovarian cancer can affect women of all ages, even in their 20s. There is no early detection test, and symptoms can be subtle. But even though you can't see it, you can take steps to get ahead of it by knowing your risk factors, such as family history of cancer and presence of gene mutations like BRCA. So talk to your family and talk to your doctor. Knowing this information will help you take control of your health and be more aware of the vague signs that could indicate ovarian cancer. We're learning more every day, and we will continue our collaborative research for diagnosing and treating this devastating disease. Be proactive. Know your risk factors, and the sooner the better. Just because you can't see ovarian cancer doesn't mean it's not there. To learn more about the symptoms, risk factors, and research, go to su2c.org/ovarian.
Being around too much loud noise like a leaf blower or rock concert can cause permanent hearing loss. And once it's gone, you can't get it back. Hearing loss is the third most common chronic health condition in the U.S. Almost twice as many people report hearing loss as diabetes or cancer. The louder a sound is, and the longer you're exposed to it, the more likely it will damage your hearing. Repeated exposure to noise can cause stress, anxiety, depression, high blood pressure, heart disease, and many other problems. Hearing loss from loud noise at home and in the community can be prevented. Avoid noisy places. Use earplugs, protective earmuffs, or noise-canceling headphones when near loud noises. Keep the volume down when watching TV or listening to music and using earbuds or headphones. Get your hearing checked and ask your healthcare provider how to protect your hearing from noise. To learn more, visit cdc.gov/vital signs.
We have open phone lines all next hour as well. Right now, let's take a look at our weather forecast. Going to be cloudy and dreary today. 50-50 chance of showers throughout the day. High temperatures in the, we'll say lower 60s. Temperatures falling to around 50 this afternoon. For tonight, cloudy with a slight chance of rain showers in the evening. Then a partly cloudy after midnight. Patchy frost after midnight. Lows in the lower 30s. Chance of rain is 20%. And tomorrow, patchy frost in the morning, partly cloudy with highs in the lower 50s. Right now it is 62 degrees in Coshocton. This is WTNS FM, Coshocton, Ohio. It's 10 o'clock. Let's get our news now from the Associated Press.
AP Radio News. Good morning. I'm Ed Donahue.
I did say this is very important. The world is watching. The world is talking.
President Trump talked with Saudi Arabia's king about the disappearance and possible murder of a Saudi reporter. More from the AP, Sagar Magani.
Jamal Khashoggi walked into the Saudi consulate in Istanbul nearly 2 weeks ago and disappeared. He's feared dead, and the president says Saudi King Salman denies any knowledge of whatever may have happened to Khashoggi.
All I can do is report what he told me, and he told me in a very firm way that they had no knowledge of it. He said it very strongly.
He's sending Secretary of State Mike Pompeo to meet with the king.
We are going to leave nothing uncovered.
Turkey says it expects to join the Saudis in conducting a joint inspection of the consulate, which would be an extraordinary development. Saudi Arabia dismisses allegations that it killed Khashoggi. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The president is on his way to Florida and Georgia to see damage from Hurricane Michael. President Trump is changing his view on climate change.
I don't think it's a hoax. I think there's probably a difference, but I don't know that it's man-made.
But on CBS's 60 Minutes, the president suggests that the climate will change back again. Sears is filing for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. More stores will be closing. Retail analyst Britt Beamer says Sears didn't keep up with the times.
Over the last 10 years, their stores have begun to look more and more tired, more and more threadbare, and more and more less appealing to shop in, which to me was the first big mistake that put them in the spiral.
Sears Holdings also owns Kmart. North and South Korea continued their push for peace with high-level talks that resulted in agreements that include a plan to connect their railways and roads. Prince Harry and his wife, the Duchess of Sussex, are expecting their first child in the spring. This is AP Radio News. On Saturday Night Live, he plays President Trump.
This is a serious private conversation between three friends plus 50 reporters with cameras.
And last night in New Hampshire, Alec Baldwin mentioned the president.
We need to overthrow the government of the United States under Donald Trump.
Baldwin was the keynote speaker at the New Hampshire Democratic Party's annual fall fundraising dinner. He says Republicans are destroyers.
There is a small cadre of people currently in power who are hell-bent on continuing a malicious immigration policy that has set this country up for charges of human rights violations by the global community.
The White House did not immediately respond to a request for comment on the comments by Alec Baldwin. The Trump administration is announcing it's considering using West Coast military bases or other federal properties to transit points as transit points for shipments of U.S. coal and natural gas to Asia. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.
It is 3 minutes after 10 o'clock, 62 degrees now in downtown Coshocton, and we have 57 minutes of open phone lines ahead of us, so give me a call and let me know what is on your mind today. Anything there in the AP News that you want to talk about? I'd like to hear from you. It is Monday morning, so we can do some Monday morning quarterbacking if you would like. We can talk about the presidential interview on 60 Minutes last night, or I was actually fascinated by the interview with the photographer, the animal photographer, afterwards, illustrating the biodiversity, I think was the word that he used, that we have here on this planet. And, you know, we see a lot of animals in zoos, and we see photographs of what are known as charismatic species, like the polar bear floating on a chunk of ice, or what would be some of the other ones, gorillas. Give me a call. Elephants, tigers, so many other species, many that we've never even heard of. And this guy made it his charge to take, I'm going to call them glamour photos of these animals. So we can talk about that if you would like. And we had a caller point out right after I had a story about smiling that I was going to get to. He called up and mentioned that today is National Grouch Day. So let's go there for a moment. And National Grouch Day is observed annually on October the 15th. And when he initially said it was Grouch Day, I thought, well, it's probably the third Monday, or it's always on Monday, but it's not the case. It's on October the 15th, and it just happens to fall on a Monday this year. So if you are a grouch, today is your special day. According to Sesame Street Magazine, National Grouch Day was created for all grouches to celebrate their way of life. Sesame Street Magazine, that sheds some light on the origin of the holiday. Sometimes grumps give backhanded compliments like, your house looked horrible until you painted it. Other times they don't give them at all. Noise, silence, general activity will make a grouch generally unpleasant. And we all know someone that is constantly complaining about everything. As per Merriam-Webster Dictionary, a grouch is described as a person who complains frequently or constantly, or a habitually irritable or complaining person. And it seems that a grouch may be happy, although they would never admit it, only when others are unhappy and grouchy. Other people's misery makes a grouch happy. It is then that they feel most comfortable with having others share in their grumpy, cantankerous, surly world with them. National Grouch Day would be a good time to send a grouch e-card and then ask a friend whether they'd be a grouch or not to come over, sit back, share some popcorn, relax, and maybe watch the movie Grumpy Old Men. Phone lines are open to talk about Grouch Day, how to combat Grouch Day. Smile at someone. Doesn't have to be real. Doesn't have to be sincere. I've referred to this story a couple of times. I'll get to it, get into the meat of it here in a little bit. If we don't have a phone call in the next minute or two, the phone lines are dark. I'm counting on you to light them up between now and 11. We'll be right back.
Are you dreaming of something greater? A college degree, job skills, a rewarding career? The Ohio Army National Guard can help you get the education you need to land the career you've always wanted. The Ohio National Guard Scholarship Program could pay 100% of your college tuition. You're eligible for the scholarship as soon as you enlist. Learn more about the many benefits that come with serving in the Ohio Army National Guard. Visit NationalGuard.com today. Sponsored by the Ohio Army National Guard, aired by the Ohio Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Do you know of someone in need of a lift chair, or do you need one yourself? Wilson Carpet and Furniture has lift chairs by Best Home Furnishings, made in Ferdinand, Indiana. We have lift chairs with massage and heat, big man lift chairs, and a lift chair called the Body Rest that lays back extra far for sleeping. You can find the style that suits you and recline and lift with comfort and durability. Wilson Carpet and Furniture, 230 Main Street, Coshocton.
Easy Payroll and Staffing in Newcomerstown has 70 positions to fill now for packaging, machine operators, and quality control. Shifts are from 5 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. or 3:30 p.m. to 2 a.m. Pay ranges from $8.30 to $10 per hour, depending on position, and lots of overtime is available. Get a start on your new job by visiting Easy Payroll and Staffing at 301 Enterprise Drive, Newcomerstown, or give them a call, 740-498-4700, extension 1160.
Hi, this is Mark Lacey with Old Town Realty. If you are considering selling your property, simply give me a call. If you have questions about the whole marketing process, simply give me a call. If you would like a fair market appraisal of your property, simply give me a call. Remember, there is no substitute for a good, experienced, professional real estate agent. Just give me a call. You can reach me at 740-502-3074. Remember, if you think land, Mark Lacey's your man.
Call the Advanced Spinal Care and Rehabilitation Sports Service 24 hours a day at 623-9867. Advanced Spinal Care and Rehabilitation is an integrated medical facility specializing in sports medicine, physical and massage therapy, chiropractic care, and physical medicine. Advanced Spinal Care and Rehabilitation, 112 Chestnut Street, 740-291-8100.
Cloudy skies today with a 50% chance of showers, highs in the upper 50s, temperatures falling to around 50 this afternoon. Cloudy tonight with a slight chance of rain showers in the evening, then a partly cloudy after midnight, patchy frost after midnight, lows in the lower 30s, chance of rain is 20%, and for tomorrow, patchy frost in the morning, partly cloudy with highs in the lower 50s. Currently outside our studios in Coshocton, it is 62 degrees. We have open phone lines until 11 o'clock this morning, and I need somebody to give me a call. Help me out. Let's get started. We can talk about sports if you would like. We have already heard from our Browns fan analyzing the game. Neither of us saw it. It was not on. It wasn't on TV, at least Coshocton cable, and so I don't know if you have a system maybe that. Whether Dish or something else, where you were able to see it, but the statistics and the numbers tell quite a bit. Phillip Rivers, who was having a tremendous beginning to the season with the Chargers, pretty much abandoned what he did best, and that would be passing in favor of the ground game. So the Chargers found something that the Browns don't do very well. We've got the Buckeyes with an ugly, very ugly win over Minnesota. And in fact, one of those things, if you look at the score, and I think it was 30-14, it looks like the Buckeyes manhandled Minnesota. The Buckeyes had trouble not just stopping the pass, but stopping the ground game as well. So we can talk about that. If you would like, Dwayne Haskins, still looking good at quarterback though. And we've got, smiling. Story here about smiling or National Grouch Day, whichever direction that you would like to go there. It's 12 after 10. Let's take our First caller of the hour. Hi, you're on the air.
Morning, Mike. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Well, trying to stay dry today, but...
Dreary day.
I just want to give a big shout-out to local sports teams from Friday night.
Yeah, I know where you're going with this, yeah.
Yeah, for their remembrance of Tom.
Right. We had, at the risk of leaving anybody out, because I might have not have heard about some of them, but both Coshocton and Ridgewood, they had helmet stickers. There was a moment of silence, so there was some initials on the field, for example, and very nice of them, and a nice tribute for them to do so.
Yeah, very much so. But, I mean, like he said, he was the best in the business.
Absolutely.
So, but I thought it was a great gesture on their part.
Well, it was, and a tribute to how much he meant to our community. We had lots of stories last week, and certainly myself and the rest of the staff were hearing a lot of stories and thoughts from people in the community. Each and every one of them is appreciated, and getting an even clearer picture of just how much he did mean to our area.
Going back to the Browns game, they need help on wide receivers.
Did you see it? Were you able to?
I didn't see much, just the highlights of it, because I was busy doing other things yesterday. But
well, it wasn't on the network TV, so I didn't see it at all. But I saw that Mayfield got sacked five times. They had some drops. And, you know, going to your point about wide receivers, they've had some injuries at that position as well. So they're fighting the injury bug, too.
Yeah, but it's still an improvement from last year.
That it is. And if I can say anything to Browns fans, let's just keep an even keel here. They're vastly improved from last year. They haven't won their last game this year. Every one of them they played until yesterday was a very close game. They could have easily been 5-0 or 0-5 for that matter. Yesterday was the first blowout. So, it's going to tell a lot about them how they react to it.
Exactly. But we'll just wait and see what the season holds and see where, the owners want to go with it in the next draft.
Well, I'm not ready to talk about that yet. We still got a big part of the season, and the Browns, despite the loss yesterday, they're fun to watch. They're interesting to sit down, look forward to the game. Last couple of seasons, I thought, it's not on TV, so what? I don't care. I got stuff to do. And yesterday was a disappointment. So they're better, as you pointed out. They'll win some more games this year. How many? I don't know. Going into yesterday's game, though, I was starting to allow thoughts of possibility of going to the playoffs enter my head. And I say possibility. I have abandoned those thoughts this morning.
Yeah, I'm not giving up hope that far ahead yet,
they've got some work to do, but they are much better. Just one game, they can dust themselves off, but they do have some a really tough part of their schedule coming up.
Yes, they do. So we'll just see what happens.
That's what we'll do.
But have you heard anything with Jimmy Haslam and the Columbus Crew?
I just know about it. I don't have any details about that. I'll see what I can find out. I mean, what are your thoughts? Are you a soccer fan at all?
No, I'm not. Football and baseball is my two big ones.
Yeah. Soccer, I don't have anything against soccer. I've never really been a Crew fan or a soccer fan. I think the big reason for that is none of my friends are, or most of my friends aren't soccer fans either. So it's not anything that I bond over talking about soccer, unlike football and baseball and and basketball. So I've never really I don't have a lot of passion for the Columbus Crew, although I know it does mean a lot to at least a certain faction of people in that city.
Right. And another one that I cannot stand to watch, and that's golf.
There were several years ago, and I'm trying to remember, it was Tiger Woods and another golfer, and it was one of the majors, and it went over into a Monday, and I kind of got into it watching that. But for the most part, I'm not a big fan of watching golf on TV. There are times in the spring in particular where there's nothing on TV except golf, and I will tune in as a last resort, but I'm not real big on watching golf on television either. But those that are avid golfers, those that do it, tend to be the ones that gravitate towards watching it. I'm not one of those people.
No, I'm not either. About as far as I'll go is watching it on TV is watching Happy Gilmore and the Caddyshack movie.
That's a good way to watch golf, yeah. What about, let's see, what else do we have? Soccer? You watch soccer on TV at all? I think we already covered that one.
No, I don't.
And how about tennis?
No.
Let's see, what are some of the others? The Olympics? Do you get into the Olympics when they roll around?
Sometimes, depending on the event.
Yeah.
But one thing that I've learned to watch with the Olympics is the bobsled competition. Because I think it'd just be fun to ride one of them bobsleds down that track that they use.
Fun and dangerous, too. Bobsled and the luge and the skeleton can be very dangerous. But why did you get into why the bobsled?
Well, I kind of got into that and done a little bit of checking on it, and from watching the movie Cool Runnings.
Okay.
Talking about the Jamaican bobsled.
Uh-huh.
And that's one of the better movies that I've seen with John Candy in it.
I've never seen the movie. I don't think I've heard of it. What's it called again?
Cool Runnings.
Cool Runnings.
Yeah, with John Candy.
Yeah. All right. Well, the Browns, let's try to keep things in perspective here. They are, let's see, what are they? 2-3-1 on the season. That's not great, but that's two more wins than last season, and we're not even at the halfway point.
Exactly. So we'll just keep our chins up and keep plugging away.
All right. Well,
and see if we can beat the other teams and the officials too.
There's been a lot of complaining about the officials this year, and my philosophy on that is that all evens out. However, very seldom does the Associated Press in their story mention a bad officiating call. It happens once in a blue moon, and there was one that was mentioned in their story yesterday, and it was the Chargers' left tackle that was clearly in motion, dropped back before the ball was snapped. That would be a false start, and
right.
And it wasn't called. But it was so obvious that Myles Garrett stopped. Because it was, I had one guy say it was at least a full second before the snaps, and Myles Garrett didn't even do anything on the play because he thought the play was going to be whistled, and so did some of the others. And it wasn't whistled, and Rivers tossed it into the end zone.
Mm-hmm. But it seems like we're always on the short end of them calls, or no calls.
Yeah, and that was a no call yesterday. And again, I think that we tend to see the ones or notice the ones that go against our team, and ultimately they even out over the course of a season, but that was a notable no call yesterday that resulted in a Chargers touchdown.
Right, and like it said on a article that I was reading on Facebook, it don't do the officiating crews any good to admit that they missed the call the day after the game.
Well, other than when confronted with the evidence that that they missed it after the game. I think it's good to fess up, but you start to lose your credibility on the field if that happens too often.
I think maybe I'm wrong, but I want your opinion. If the league is going to admit that their officials are screwing up, and I'm going to use the Myles Garrett call against Big Ben in the Brown Steelers game and the two in Oakland. The Carr fumble and that first down. If they're going to admit that they screwed them up, which were pivotal plays in the game, why can't the referees be fined?
Because they're mistakes, because they're human. These days we got, back in the old days, and when I was a kid, we'd watch football on black and white TV, and if the referee screwed up, it was hard to even tell. The picture wasn't that good. We didn't have the replays that are as vivid as they are right now. The referees didn't have the resources at their disposal to replay, which sometimes you can use replay and sometimes you can't, depending on the situation. That if you know, we thought there was a bad call, it's like, okay, bad call, let's move on. The game continues. It sure seems like these days, with all those tools that I just mentioned that they have at their disposal and replay and so forth, that there shouldn't be as many mistakes made, but they're human. Then, you know, baseball referees, basketball, any referee are human beings, and they are going to occasionally miss calls. I'll say it again. I think that over the course of a season that generally evens out, but there are bad calls that cost games. I'm thinking of the referee, what was his name, Joyce, that called safe when the Detroit pitcher was throwing a perfect game. He made a mistake, came out, fessed up, felt terrible about it when he was confronted with the evidence after the fact. But I don't think he should have been fined, and I don't think any of the referees should be as well. If there are referees that consistently make bad calls, then maybe it's time to put another different referee in his place, or you know, have a refresher course. But no, I don't think that'll be fined.
And I think we've had this discussion before, but I'm curious to hear what other callers think. They need to do away with this artificial turf, these air-conditioned or heated environments, go back to the frozen tundra days and play football on a natural grass.
I like natural grass as well. There's turf that is much better, much safer these days than the AstroTurf back in the 60s with the Houston Astros. I think it's going to be a lot harder to fill a stadium, I don't know, in Minneapolis, Minnesota, on a 0-degree day than it will be with their new enclosed stadium.
But,
what is best to draw fans and bring in the most dollars. And furthermore, maybe you have as well. You ever been up to Cleveland in a December game when it's 0 or 10 degrees outside?
Yes, I have.
I'm glad to be able to tell the story, but if I had a weather forecast like that again, I think I would be more inclined to want to watch it from the comfort of my own lazy boy.
I'd still go up, regardless of the weather.
Well, you're a true fan then.
Exactly. I was born and raised a Browns fan, and I'll be a Browns fan, win, lose, or tie, till the day I die.
Well, I'm a Browns fan as well, but I would much rather be comfortable, especially the older I get, being able to watch it in climate-controlled comfort than be out in the at 10 degrees. There was one, it was a Bengals game and Browns game. I forget how long ago it was, a long time ago. And it was in, I think it was in the old municipal stadium. And it was like 10 degrees outside, and the Browns got blown out by the Bengals, and it was just a miserable experience all around.
Well, I just take your chance. That's a chance you take being a Cleveland fan.
Going
to the games.
That's the case, and I'm sure the Green Bay Packers fans would be in alignment with your philosophy.
No, I'm sure they would, and probably ones in Soldier Field too.
But let's see, what are some of the other cool weather stadiums that are? You got Soldier Field, you've got Lambeau Field.
Right.
Minnesota, they have a new one they've been indoors for a long time. They replaced the Metro Dome, and they've got a new $1 billion enclosed stadium up there. You've got Cleveland,
Heinz Field, unfortunately,
and Buffalo, and Heinz Field. There are a bunch of them.
New England.
Mm-hmm.
Are they still outdoors?
Yes, they are.
No, I'm surprised they haven't catered to Tom Brady like that with an indoor.
So,
then who else would there be?
I mentioned Buffalo.
Right.
And let's see, that was about it. Kansas City can get some weather every once in a while. Denver, they had some snow in Denver this last Saturday or yesterday.
If you're a Browns fan, it's like, who cares about Denver?
Yeah, well.
For obvious reasons.
Yeah, that goes back a long way, but it still stings, doesn't it?
Yep, I survived the red right 88, the drive, the fumble, and the move.
Well, there's
still a Browns fan.
We've survived a lot, haven't we? So
we sure have.
All right, thanks for calling. Progress being made for the Browns this season, but we learned yesterday that there's still a lot of room for improvement, and I just don't want to, now that I've come around and become a Baker Mayfield fan, I don't want to see him get clobbered and beat up like so many other quarterbacks have in the past. Mayfield being sacked 5 times yesterday, and it's just not in NFL culture to get up and say, my head hurts. I got clobbered. I don't feel good. Players will play hurt, play injured. And as much as they soldier on, when you get beat up like that, it does take a toll on your body and ultimately your performance. So your thoughts, give me a call. It is 10:30. We've talked about sports this morning. Let's see, we had a caller that was concerned about uneven sidewalks in Roscoe Village. So if you want to talk about any of those things, give me a call. We can talk about smiling or not smiling. This is National Grouch Day. So if you are a grouch or you know one, give me a call. The phone lines are open, and they will be between now and 11 this morning. Let's get our sports update now from NBC.
Your NBC Sports Radio update starts now.
I'm John Stashower. The Houston Astros' first loss of the postseason. They had a lead at Boston, but the Red Sox pulled it out 7-5. David Price, not great, but good enough, going 4 2/3. And then the bullpen went the next 3 1/3 and didn't allow a run or a hit. Astros did get a run in the ninth off Craig Kimbrell, who's now allowed runs in all 3 of his postseason appearances. But the ALCS is tied at 1 with Game 3 tomorrow in Houston. The NLCS is tied at 1 with Game 3 tonight in L.A., Dodgers and Brewers. Strange game in Dallas. Who figured the Cowboys would beat the Jaguars 40-7? In the Cowboys' 3 home games, they're 3-0 and have scored 86 points. In their road games, they're 0-3 and they've scored 37. The Jags allowed 56 points in their first 4 games. They've allowed 70 in the last 2. 6 straight week where we had an overtime game. The Dolphins scored late, fumbled at the 1, still kicked a late field goal, beat the Bears 31-28. NBC Sports Radio.
You're a hard-working roofing contractor, but you can always use more time. How do you get time back? Free up time with Beacon Pro Plus and its innovative estimating tool. Transform smartphone photos of your clients' homes into fully measured, customizable 3D models. Then, with the click of a button, order products like GAF's Timberline Ultra HD shingles with new StainGuard Plus technology. You work hard. Now, work smarter. Download the app today at beaconproplus.com.
Napa Know How.
This month, a two-pack of Napa Night Vision headlamps is up to $10 off. Because with fall comes longer nights and poor overall visibility. Luckily, our headlamps have superior illumination, which helps reduce the chance of an accident. See better, drive safer with up to $10 off a two-pack of Napa Night Vision headlamps. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Offer ends 10/31/18.
Have you ever been around someone who's always whistling?
Our granddad, Dean Turner, was a beautiful whistler.
Michelle and Noah here for Dean's Jewelry. When we discovered a signature diamond that boasts 89 facets instead of the traditional 58, we struggled to find a name that would represent that extra cut, extra shine, added beauty. Until we watched an 8mm home movie of Grandpa Dino whistling. That was it.
We're proud to announce and present to our friends the Whistler Diamond. Truly beautiful, exquisitely unique, and precious. These diamonds will be seen across the room and across the country.
They inhale light and exhale fire and sparkle. We proudly offer them to you for someone you find uniquely beautiful.
Just like any whistle, they're gonna turn heads.
Got my attention.
Dean's Jewelry.
The Whistler Diamond, exclusively at Dean's Jewelry in Coshocton and Mount Vernon.
Get the local weather forecast by calling Jeff Drennan Ford Weather Service at 622-0194. Ford is America's best-selling brand, and we've got the selection, the financing, and the service at Jeff Drennan Ford, South 2nd Street in Coshocton.
Look around you. This land, this barn, this crop, this cattle, this farm. This all began as your dream. So when people say American Family Insurance protects things, we shake our head no. Because we protect this, and your dream is worth protecting. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote at amfam.com.
Yes, I'm a dreamer.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
This is Buckeye coach Urban Meyer, your sports voice of East Central Ohio, is 99.3 WTNS.
Paul Keels here for Weaver Barnes. If your garage is shrinking by the day, Weaver Barnes can build a custom backyard structure to give you the space you need. Weaver Barnes backyard structures will accommodate tractors, bikes, toys, and more. They even build garages and cabins, and best of all, you get to pick the options and features that you desire. Go to WeaverBarnes.com and check out their incredible structures online and to take advantage of current October specials. Say goodbye to clutter and say hello to Weaver Barnes. WeaverBarnes.com.
Studies show that people with good oral health are more likely to have good overall health. That's why it's so important to maintain a healthy diet, to brush your teeth at least twice a day for 2 minutes, to floss once a day, and remember to see your dentist regularly. Ohio Dental Association dentists are dedicated to providing the highest quality dental care. Ask if your dentist is a member of the Ohio Dental Association, so you know you are being treated by the best. To find an ODA dentist near you, visit associationsadvanceohio.com.
Siberian Orchestra gift package from our Ace Hardware. The grand prize winner will get 2 tickets to the Trans-Siberian Orchestra concert of their choice, airfare and hotel for 2 people, and a $200 prepaid cash card. You must be 18 years old to enter. No purchase is necessary. For your chance to win, go to www.musicatace.com. Get your entry in because the sweepstakes end soon. It's sponsored locally by our Ace Hardware, Otsego Avenue in Coshocton.
Trinity Hospital Twin City of Denison invites you to get in the pink at our breast cancer awareness event starting at 5:30 p.m. on Thursday, October 18th. Join us to hear from featured speaker Dr. Denise Gilman, a Trinity Health Systems surgeon with vast experience in breast cancer diagnosis and treatment. This free event also includes a health fair, recognition of breast cancer survivors, mini massages, healthy snacks, a special candlelit walk, and more. Get in the pink at Trinity Hospital Twin City on Thursday, October 18th. Register today at trinitytwincity.org.
My name is Bobby. I'm a veteran and lost my leg to a roadside bomb. My victory was going from a wheelchair to becoming a weightlifting champion.
I'm Sam. I'm a veteran. My victory was finding a career I can be proud of and supporting my family.
America's veterans are on their most important tour, the tour of their lives.
I'm a veteran. My victory is going from homeless to home.
At DAV, we're on a mission to help veterans get the benefits they've earned.
I'm a veteran, and my victory was finishing my education.
DAV offers veterans of all generations a lifetime of support for victories great and small.
My victory was proving that disability is not a limitation.
My victory was getting my service dog and new best friend.
We help more than a million veterans every year as they face and conquer their challenges.
My victory is being able to be there for my family.
When America's veterans win, we all win. Help us support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
For winning lottery numbers any time of day, call 622-CALL for the Be Dry Lottery Line. If your foundation walls are bowed or cracked, call Be Dry today for a free estimate with no obligation.
Coshocton Environmental and Community Awareness would like to remind our community that the Ohio EPA will hold a public hearing concerning the Buckeye Brine injection well permits on Thursday, October 18th at 6 p.m. at the Coshocton High School. Some of the concerns we are faced with are our property values, our air, our water, our family's health now and for future generations. If these issues touch home with you, then Seeker urges you to attend the Ohio EPA's public hearing on the repermitting of these injection wells to show your opposition, enter testimony and comments, and ensure that our voices are heard. For more information, go to SeekerAware.org.
At Best Heating and Air, they just want to make sure their customers stay comfy and cozy this winter. Call them to schedule an annual checkup for your furnace or to take advantage of specials on brand new Lennox home comfort systems, up to $1,600 in rebates or up to 60 months interest-free financing. Get comfortable. Call Best Heating and Air at 740-545-9400 today. It's just another way they make you feel better. License number 30482.
This Eye on Weather forecast is brought to you by Lock 20 Auto Sales, where we can finance everyone. Call us at 740-498-8811 or visit lock20auto.com. Lock 20 Auto Sales in New Cumberstown.
Cloudy today with a 50% chance of showers, highs in the upper 50s. Temperatures falling to around 50 this afternoon. Cloudy tonight with a slight chance of rain showers in the evening. Then a partly cloudy after midnight, patchy frost after midnight. Lows in the lower 30s, chance of rain is 20%. And tomorrow, patchy frost in the morning, partly cloudy with highs in the lower 50s. Right now, it is 62 degrees in Coshocton. We have open phone lines until 11 o'clock this morning. And our conversation is, revolved around sports primarily this morning. We did talk a little bit about uneven sidewalks in Roscoe, particularly the brick sidewalks. Let's see, what else? We talked about smiling, or lack thereof. Today is National Grouch Day, a holiday that was founded by Sesame Street with their famous grouch, Oscar, who lived in a trash can. And I say lived, past tense, but I would imagine Oscar is still part of Sesame Street, isn't he? Well, let's take a look at this date in history. This is Monday, October the 15th, the 288th day of 2018. There are 77 days left in the year. Today's highlight in history: on October the 15th, 1991, despite sexual harassment allegations by Anita Hill, the Senate narrowly confirmed the nomination of Clarence Thomas to the Supreme Court, 52-48. In 1783, the first manned balloon flight took place in Paris, as Jean-François Pilatre de Rogier ascended in a basket attached to a tethered Montgolfier hot air balloon, rising to about 75 feet. In 1860, 11-year-old Grace Bedell of Westfield, New York, wrote a letter to presidential candidate Abraham Lincoln suggesting he could improve his appearance by growing a beard, which he did. Abraham Lincoln, considered one of our greatest presidents, if not the greatest by many, but is never mentioned as one of the most handsome presidents. In 1914, the Clayton Antitrust Act, which expanded on the Sherman Antitrust Act of 1890, was signed into law by President Woodrow Wilson. In 1917, Dutch exotic dancer Mata Hari, 41, convicted by a French military court of spying for the Germans, was executed by a firing squad outside Paris. Maintaining her innocence to the end, Mata Hari refused a blindfold and blew a kiss to her executioners. On this date in 1928, the German dirigible Graf Zeppelin landed in Lakehurst, New Jersey, completing its first commercial flight across the Atlantic. In 1945, the former premier of Vichy, France, Pierre Laval, was executed for treason. In 1946, Nazi war criminal Hermann Göring fatally poisoned himself hours before he was to have been executed. In 1976, in the first debate of its kind between presidential nominees, Democrat Walter F. Mondale and Republican Bob Dole faced off in Houston. In 1986, South African officials released 8 prominent political prisoners, including Walter Sisulu. In 1997, British Royal Air Force pilot Andy Green twice drove a jet-powered car in the Nevada desert faster than the speed of sound, officially shattering the world's land speed record. NASA's plutonium-powered Cassini spacecraft rocketed flawlessly toward Saturn. On this date in 2001, Bethlehem Steel Corp. filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy. In 2003, 11 people were killed when a Staten Island ferry slammed into a maintenance pier. The ferry's pilot, who'd blacked out at the controls, later pleaded guilty to 11 counts of manslaughter. 10 years ago, Republican John McCain repeatedly assailed Democrat Barack Obama's character and campaign positions on taxes, abortion, and more in a debate at Hofstra University. Obama parried each accusation and leveled a few of his own, saying 100% of McCain's campaign ads were negative. The Philadelphia Phillies beat the Los Angeles Dodgers 5-1 to win the National League Championship Series 4-1 for its first pennant since 1993. Pop star Madonna and movie director Guy Ritchie announced they were divorcing after nearly 8 years of marriage. Also 10 years ago, actress-singer Edie Adams died in Los Angeles at age 81. Longtime game show host Jack Nars died in Los Angeles at age 85. 1 year ago today, actress and activist Alyssa Milano tweeted that women who had been sexually harassed or assaulted should write Me Too as a status. Within hours, tens of thousands had taken up the hashtag MeToo, using a phrase that had been introduced 10 years earlier by social activist Tarana Burke. Also a year ago, police in London investigated 3 new allegations of sexual assault against producer Harvey Weinstein, all made by the same woman. Former San Francisco 49ers quarterback Colin Kaepernick filed a grievance against the NFL, alleging that he was still unsigned because of collusion by owners resulting from his protest during the national anthem. Today's birthdays: former Otto executive Lee Iacocca is 94, jazz musician Freddie Cole is 87, singer Barry McGuire is 83, actress Linda Lavin is 81 years old today, rock musician Don Stevenson of Moby Grape turns 76 today, actress-director Penny Marshall is 75. Baseball Hall of Famer Jim Palmer is 73 years old today. Singer-musician Richard Carpenter is 72. Former tennis player Roscoe Tanner turned 67 today. Singer Tito Jackson is 65. Actor-comedian Larry Miller is 65. Movie director Mira Nair is 61. Britain's Duchess of York, Sarah Ferguson, turns 59 years old today. Get ahead of ourselves. Chef Emeril Lagasse turns 59 today. Singer Eric Benet turns 52. Singer, actress, TV host Paige Davis turns 49. Actor Dominic West is 49 today. Actor Chris Olivero turns 39 today. Actor Vincent Martella turns 26 years old today. And actress Bailey Madison turns 19. The thought for today comes from John Kenneth Galbraith, Canadian-born American economist, who was born on this date in 1908, died in 2006. The thought for today, the conventional view serves to protect us from the painful job of thinking. The conventional view serves to protect us from the painful job of thinking. John Kenneth Galbraith said that. It is 10:48. The phone lines are open.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you with who? Another state? Another country? Get a local, independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Visit me, Clint Pushcarriage, at the Jacobs Vanneman Agency in Coshocton, or give us a call at 740-622-1796.
There's coffee. Then there's the kind of great coffee you don't find every day. But wait, you can find it every day at McDonald's. And now any size hot coffee is just $1 on McDonald's $1, $2, $3 menu. It's coffee made with 100% Arabica beans, expertly roasted and brewed fresh. Yes, any size hot coffee is just $1, only on McDonald's $1, $2, $3 menu for a limited time only. At participating McDonald's, cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Papa John's Pizza is now accepting applications for delivery drivers. In-store employees make $9 per hour, while drivers make competitive wages along with mileage. Apply online at www.pleaseapplyonline.com/PJZ.
Did you know that 211 is available in Coshocton County? What is 211? It is a free phone number to dial to reach the information and referral services available in Coshocton County. Phones are answered by trained professionals any time of the day or night, 365 days a year, connecting you to all the assistance available here in Coshocton County. If you don't know where to turn, call 211.
For winning lottery numbers any time of day, call 622-CALL for the B-Dry Lottery Line. If your foundation walls are bowed or cracked, call B-Dry today for a free estimate with no obligation.
Anybody will sell you a used car, but at Lock 20 Auto Sales, we try to help. You can rebuild your credit when you buy from Lock 20 Auto Sales just off U.S. 36 in Newcomerstown. Now, here's the weather.
Patchy fog this morning, cloudy with a 50% chance of showers, highs in the upper 50s. Temperatures falling to around 50 this afternoon. For tonight, cloudy with a slight chance of rain showers in the evening, then partly cloudy after midnight. Patchy frost after midnight. Lows in the lower 30s, chance of rain is 20%. For tomorrow, patchy frost in the morning, partly cloudy, highs in the lower 50s. Right now, it is 62 degrees in Coshocton.
If your skin could talk, would you listen?
As your skin, I forgive you. I forgive you for poking and popping me when I broke out at 14. I forgive you for that awful belly ring hole you left in me when you were 15. I forgive you for damaging me before prom, on spring break, and at tanning salons when you were 16, 17, 18. But I'm your skin, and if you continue to tan, I hope you can forgive me. Forgive me when wrinkles begin to show and I start developing age spots. Forgive me if I develop melanoma when you're only 22. So please, I'm asking you to stop. Stop tanning now. Our future depends on it.
Protect your skin from melanoma, the second most common cancer in young women 15 to 29 years old. And protect your future. Learn more at spotskincancer.org. A message from the American Academy of Dermatology.
It is 10:52. We do have open phone lines until 11 o'clock this morning to talk about whatever is on your mind. So not a whole lot of time left, but if there is something that you'd like to chat about, give me a call. I'd like to hear from you. Let's take a look at A story that I referred to earlier, we really didn't get into much detail, talked about smiling and the impact smiling to everyone has on your own outlook and that of others. This is a story, her name is Lindsay Dodgson, and it's a story written in the first person. It's on MSN.com, and I'll read part of it and let me know what you think. Scientific research suggests smiling can boost your mood. It might not even have to be genuine to have an impact on how you feel. I tried smiling all day to see if I felt any more optimistic. Fake smiles might help with a stressful situation, but otherwise I wasn't convinced. To get the most benefits from a smile, it probably has to be genuine. Someone's smile can reveal a lot. Sometimes they are sincere, while other times they may be covering up pain, embarrassment, or rage. As a species, humans are generally pretty good at picking up on whether someone's smile is real or not. I don't tend to believe flight attendants really are that pleased to see me, whereas with my friends, I'd be pretty surprised to find out they've been lying to me this whole time about how much they enjoy my company. Regardless of the feelings underneath our expression, a smile may be able to make us feel better. Various studies have found that smiles can boost our mood, send pleasure signals to our brains, and even improve our relationship longevity. So to, very unscientifically, test the theory, I put smiling on trial. My smiles often come easy when I'm with friends or thanking someone for serving me coffee, but it's harder the rest of the time. While in transit, for instance, I rarely see a smile exchanged between people. On the tube in London, it's almost frowned upon to even look someone in the eye, let alone grin at them. As a result, I stay stony-faced when walking around the city or getting on a train simply because it's the status quo, and it would feel weird to do anything else. It's quite possible that my sour face might be having an impact on my mood, so I tried smiling at everyone I saw all day to see if it had any impact on my outlook on life. My immediate reaction was that it was uncomfortable. Making a concerted effort to smile suddenly made it feel awkward and superficial, which I guess is exactly what it was. The day started fairly regularly. I got up, made breakfast, headed out for a run. I didn't feel like smiling while panting around the park, but I tried my best. I don't think people were expecting me to lock eyes with them and smile while they were also exercising, but I didn't get any reactions that suggested they were too alarmed by it. Afterwards, I showered and headed out for the day, catching a few smiles from others on the way to the tube station. I wondered if they were reflecting my positive spirit, but then again, they might have been a bit more forthcoming considering it was Saturday. Smiling at people on the tube was more difficult, and I didn't have much luck with sending my positivity out in the world. I had a short journey into town, but everyone around was either reading or on the phone. Even if I did meet someone eye to eye, they immediately looked away. Not exactly an ego boost. After a fairly disappointing journey, I saw some friends and forgot about my experiment, but I'm pretty sure I smiled most of the time. The only other strangers I saw in close enough proximity to smile at were some bartenders and an Uber driver. The former was met with little more than a lip curl, and in the Toyota Prius at 1 a.m., it was too dark to see if the driver smiled back. Ultimately, I went to bed in a fairly good mood, but as previously mentioned, it was a Saturday, which could mean I was simply in better spirits anyway. How could I tell if my extra smiling had any impact? Science may be able to help work it out. Charles Darwin was one of the first people to note how our outside appearance can influence how we feel inside. This is my Charles Darwin accent. The free expression by outward signs of an emotion intensifies it, he wrote in 1872. On the other hand, the repression, as far as this is possible, of all outward signs softens our emotions. That's what Charles Darwin sounded like. In other words, smile, it might never happen again. Other research has shown how our exterior impacts how we feel, such as how certain colors can make people feel more confident or even run faster. According to one study published in the Psychological Science Journal, smiling can help to reduce the intensity of the body's stress response, giving a new meaning to the phrase grin and bear it. Another study published in Canadian Family Physician found smiling can reduce blood pressure. So even if I couldn't feel it, smiling may have been having a slight physiological impact on how I deal with stress throughout the day. That might be more obvious if I was more jovial in the long term, rather than just smiling more for a single day. And one more quick tidbit here. You may notice that it's hard not to smile when other people do. Research has shown that smiling can be contagious. And one study, published in Trends in Cognitive Sciences, explained a theory for why this is. Mimicking other people's facial expression helps us empathize with their feelings. But what does that say about a forced smile? Do people mimic those too? Or did fewer people catch my smiles throughout the day because it was clearly insincere? There are multiple types of smiles, according to psychologists, each conveying something a little bit different. In the 19th century, a French neurologist by the name of Guillaume Duchesne divided smiles into two categories, real smiles that crinkle the eyes, called Duchesne smiles, and fake ones that only move the mouth muscles, called Pan Am smiles, presumably from airline stewardesses. A BBC article from 2017 suggests there could be as many as 19 smile subtypes, but only 6 of them are used when we're genuinely happy. Others, like the embarrassed smile, the contempt smile, and the fake smile, are all used with something else bubbling under the surface. So we'll have to leave it at that today. I want to thank you all for calling and thank you all for listening. Perhaps something to think about for tomorrow's Communication Lines program. Let's take a look at our weather forecast. Cloudy skies today. We have a 50% chance of rain throughout the day with highs in the upper 50s. Temperatures are expected to drop to around 50 this afternoon. For tonight, cloudy with a slight chance of rain showers in the evening and partly cloudy after midnight, patchy frost after midnight. Lows in the lower 30s, chance of rain 20%. Tomorrow, patchy frost in the morning, partly cloudy, highs in the lower 50s,